Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
What is the worst Easter candy? 651-641-1071. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show. My Talk 1071. Streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hello.
Hi. And we're asking you, what's the worst Easter candy? Give us a call, 651-641-1071. Bradley, why are we asking?
Thanks for asking why we're asking. We're asking because I'm asking because this asking thing, which is called a survey, is dumb. Okay, so now what I love even more about this story is where it came from, and I'll tell you about that in a minute. But the story was, this is the most popular Easter candy in every state. And I am a sucker for dumb surveys.
Well, we both are.
Because I just like to check and see what it says. Everybody does this. You're like, what does it say about Minnesota?
Right.
Or what does it say about where I live?
Right.
And so I clicked on each state's favorite Easter candy. For example, in Kentucky, it's jelly beans. In Michigan, it's sweet tart jelly beans. In Montana, it's Cadbury cream eggs. Bark, bark. In Idaho, it's Peeps. In Washington, or I think that's Oregon, I always forget which is which. Which is on top?
Washington.
Okay, so then that's Oregon. Chocolate bunnies. Texas, white chocolate eggs.
Mm?
What?
What?
That just sounds inappropriate.
What are your people doing?
Caramel eggs in Florida. Okay, guess what it says for Minnesota, our favorite Easter candy.
I would say it's probably like the egg-shaped Reese's peanut butter cups.
Oh yeah, good choice.
Thanks. Mm-hmm, I thought so, because that's, we're smart here. What?
No.
What?
Okay.
Boiled eggs.
Yeah, exactly. That's not a candy.
Boiled eggs.
That is not a candy.
Wisconsin?
Beer?
Boiled eggs.
Well done, huh? Boiled eggs! Yay!
Louisiana?
I love boiled eggs candy.
Louisiana? Cadbury cream eggs.
Aww.
West Virginia? Jelly beans.
Yum.
Pennsylvania? White chocolate eggs. What's with this white chocolate egg?
I don't know what these are.
I don't either. I've never heard of such a thing.
I do want to say it's disappointing when you look at this map, how many
states boiled eggs.
Yeah.
What?
It's disappointing.
This is just trash. This is a Google algorithm gone wrong. They did some kind of Google trend search and came up with boiled eggs. Now, remember I said put a pin in something? So the headline of this story is, this is the most popular Easter candy in every state. Is it though? No, because eggs are not candy. Nice try.
It's ridiculous.
Also, the story, guess where it came from? It was served up to me by Yahoo Life, but you know, Yahoo Life is just an aggregator, so they stole it from somebody else that they probably own on the internet. And you know who that is?
The egg consortium?
Yeah, I was just gonna say, like the dairy.
The Greater Americas?
Yeah.
No, the Pioneer Woman.
Oh.
Because she has a website.
Oh.
Do you agree with your estate's pick? I don't know why the Pioneer Woman is bothering herself with this particular issue.
Also, is she the moron who thought boiled eggs were a candy?
I mean,
that's my question.
We have to be nice to her, though, because her husband broke his neck. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Oh, it was not good. Lad. Isn't that his name? Lad?
I don't know.
Anyway, her husband, like, I hope he's fine.
Had a bad accident.
But I'm like, oh, well, what? This is just nonsense, this story.
Okay, but for real, though, I really do have the question. who on earth decided to classify boiled eggs as a candy?
I know! That's a good question.
A thousand sorts of wrong.
Now, the original survey, because this is just layers of wrong, this original survey came from Pioneer Woman through something called Zipia.
What even is that?
It's like a career website, so you can get a job.
I mean,
you go to their website.
Okay, I don't think anybody who thought boiled eggs was a candy is going to get a job.
Also, nobody liked peanut butter eggs the most.
That's stupid.
Which you just know that that's false.
That's stupid.
Like, nobody likes Peeps more than they like Reese's Peanut Butter Cup eggs.
Nobody likes anything more than they like Reese's Peanut Butter. Unless they have a peanut allergy, in which case you are exempt. But everybody who can eat peanut butter loves peanut butter eggs.
Yeah, and the chocolate bunnies...
Nobody loves those more than peanut butter eggs. Yeah.
Right. They're kitschy, but then you get them.
And you're like, oh.
It's like fruitcake. Sure, you got to have one in the basket.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. Otherwise, it wouldn't be Easter.
Like, or I should say, not fruitcake as much as candy canes. Right. Nobody eats candy canes unless you're a kid and you want to, like, suck it down to a fine point and then stab your sister. But, like... You do it. You put them in there. Your mom throws in a box. Maybe they'll be Starburst, so at least they don't taste like, you know, old lady lozenges.
651-641-1071. What is the worst candy?
Apparently,
for
boiled
Easter?
Eggs.
Well, that's
can you imagine?
It's not candy. That doesn't even.
Who
count.
In Minnesota went? I know. I like grape salad and boiled eggs.
Oh, okay. Fun findings in this Zipia. .com survey.
Oh, I bet they're real fun.
Boiled eggs are the most liked Easter treat of 14 states, which isn't a candy, but is at least an Easter classic.
No, it's not an Easter classic.
This is so ridiculous.
You have boiled eggs because you decorate eggs.
Here's my other question.
That's not
Do
a treat.
Eat those? I never ate those.
I always thought we blew the eggs. Right? Don't you, like, drill a hole in both sides and blow the yolk out?
We never did that.
We did that in elementary school. Uh-huh. And then you could paper mache the outside of the egg and then bring it
all
home.
Fancy. No, I just did, you blow the yolk out and then you dip dye them and...
See, I don't do that. I find that to be a waste of eggs. If I'm being perfectly honest.
But you could just put them in a baggie.
I just want to eat the eggs.
Little balls of sunshine.
I don't need to make them look pretty. 651-641-1071. What's the worst Easter candy? I know we have some calls and we've been here bellyaching literally about these boiled eggs. Holly, who do we have on the line?
Dawn is here.
Hi, Dawn. Dawn, what is the worst Easter candy?
So I have a worst and a best.
Oh,
the worst
perfect.
Is those little small chocolate Easter eggs that you spend 6 hours and get tinfoil under your nails
yep.
trying to unwrap. And then you find out it's just crappy chocolate at the end
yep.
of the whole thing.
Tastes
yep.
like the brown
best
chalk.
Is it, Reese's has a huge egg, like a half-pound egg. I don't know what size it is, but it's big. And you can cut it and, like, enjoy it over the course of, like, 2 to 3 weeks easy, but it's much better chocolate-peanut butter ratio than even the small eggs you guys are talking about.
Ooh.
Oh, my gosh. I'm looking at it right now.
What's it called? Just, like, a big
Reese's
egg?
Reese's peanut butter-filled Easter egg. It's 6 ounces, and you can, like, slice it.
Yes. But it's got much better. I think it's actually a better chocolate than the normal Reese's, and the chocolate to peanut butter ratio is fabulous.
Oh, I like that. Okay.
Thank you for that hot tip. It is $5.99 at Target. As we
can I tell you, when it's not Easter, you know what that reminds me of is there's a bar you can buy in the grocery aisle candy section.
Yeah,
that is a Reese's bar. That's like one of those big symphony bars.
No way.
And it's filled with Reese's.
Okay, I'm doing some Reese's
research
right now because I did not know about all these products.
My God, she's speechless.
I just feel like there's a whole world that I didn't even know about.
It's a whole new world.
Thank you. Who else do we have on the line, Holly?
Well, that's all we have time
fine.
For.
Oh, really quick. Do you know that they have little Reese's? Okay, forget it. It's not that big of a deal.
You have to tell us now.
No, they have so I love the little Cadbury eggs. You know, the little tiny ones that come
sure.
in the bag.
Yeah, because then you can have
just
multiples.
Just go to town with them, right?
Yeah.
But they don't have the filling. They're just they're not Cadbury cream eggs. They're Cadbury
eggs. Yeah, the bird eggs.
Yes.
Yeah, I love those.
That's what they're called.
Yeah.
They have a version of that that's Reese's.
What?
That has the peanut butter in the middle.
Ooh.
Yeah. You know what? I might just place an order here of some Reese's products, and maybe that'll be our cheat day tomorrow.
Sure. I mean, whatever excuse you need.
Okay, cool. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, we have to get the Gooper Scoopers back together because there's been an update on Gwyneth Paltrow's face regime, her beautifying situation. What was that called?
You were distracted by the candy.
I was.
Beautifying regime situation.
Skincare routine. Yes. Okay, there's an update on that after this on My Talk 107. I'm dreaming. Gwyneth, you're in trouble.
I mean, again.
This is the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
So let's get the Gooper Scoopers together.
Here come the Gooper Scoopers. They are gonna find you stuff that's dumb on Goop.
Goopa Scoopa, Goopa Scoopa.
That's just what they do.
Goopa Scoopa, Goopa Scoopa.
There's always stupid stuff on Goop.
Okay, so, sorry, I was looking at the wrong article. Remember yesterday I brought you that story of Gwyneth Paltrow's skincare routine that costs the average human $900.
Yeah, so totally practical.
And it's not $900 a day. It's like $900 for all the products and then you use them daily, but they do not last for 100 years, right? So it's still super expensive.
Yep.
Okay. Well, there was one part of her skincare routine that is being called out by actual medical doctors.
Okay.
And those would be dermatologists. They're like, hey guys, FYI, don't do what Gwyneth Paltrow does with her sunscreen.
Oh, what does she do?
Okay, so apparently when she got to the sunscreen part, and this, by the way, was for Vogue. No, she does not eat it. She did this video for Vogue to show her skincare routine so that everybody could see how rich people put serums on their faces.
Yeah.
She said she doesn't slather the sunscreen on her face. Instead, she likes to put some on her nose and the area where the sun really hits. So she applied her sunscreen like a highlighter, like you would do if you were contouring
or doing like a zinc oxide experience.
Yeah, maybe. But like you would hit the areas where like that are protrude more.
Yeah.
Right. When you put highlighter on, you highlight those areas.
It doesn't seem very I mean, skin cancer can happen anywhere.
Thank you.
That you're exposed
Bradley
to the sunlight.
Bradley Trainer, MD.
Yes. Oh, by the way, I just opened my own dermatology clinic.
Did you? Because that's exactly what the dermatologist said.
Oh, well, yeah. My education paid off.
They they said things like Gwyneth Paltrow literally, oh, this was a tweeter that said this. Gwyneth Paltrow really made a video telling people to apply SPF like a highlighter to your face.
Oh, God.
That's literally not how it works.
No, that's not how any of it works.
It goes on the entire face, neck, and back of hands. Yeah, the dermatologists are like, hi. For example, Dr. Caroline Robinson, the founder of Tone Dermatology, said that using sunscreen as, quote, a spot treatment sparingly or just where the sun hits is a very dangerous method. Message, sorry. The misconception that you only need to apply it to part of your exposed skin is harmful because, as you said, Bradley, skin cancer can affect anyone regardless of their skin color or tone.
Yeah.
So, like, it doesn't matter if you have more melanin or less. We are, because by virtue of the fact that we all have skin on our bodies, which, by the way, is our largest organ. Thank you very much.
Speak for yourself.
Dr. Barry Goldman, who is a clinical instructor at Cornell New York Presbyterian Hospital, said that neglecting certain spots is, quote, almost looking for trouble. 80 to 90% of all skin cancers are found on the face and neck.
And what I love even more about this story is not the like obvious gotcha moment here, like,
which we love.
Here's another example of Gwyneth Paltrow giving bad advice and, you know, scientifically suspect advice. But you just know that she's going to see this reaction and be like, oh my God, you people, just, I can't win for losing. I don't mean you always have to do this. I just say, ah. Like, you just know this rubbed her the wrong way. And that makes me happy. Mm-hmm. Because, like, it's the failure for her to do the right thing, to be, it's just, it feels good. Not going to lie. Just feels good to point out when somebody who's been selling snake oil gets called on the carpet for their snake oil. And I say this time and time again as a person who loves snake oil. I just bought a bottle of snake oil the other day. And
like literal snake oil? Does it say?
No, it was cod liver oil, actually.
Oh, okay. Why'd you buy that?
Because cod liver oil has a very high amount of omega-3s, and I don't always like fish. So occasionally I like to take some cod liver oil. Mm. But anyway, the moral of the story is, as someone who understands the importance of doing natural things, you've got to be smart about it. You can't be dumb, because then you give out, because then people run away from things, and then like they just run in the opposite direction,
right?
Which is, you know, don't ever do anything that's not attached to a scientific paper. Actually, that's not even what I'm saying, because you can attach a lot of very natural, healthy things to a scientific paper, because science, right?
Right.
And you shouldn't be afraid of any of that science. But she gives people who are looking to be healthy in a natural way, mm-hmm, a bad name.
Well, I think, you know, to put another point on what you just said, the frustrating thing is there are scientific studies about things that aren't medicine.
Correct.
And so part of the problem is that she pushes those things absent of any science and makes up her own science, which we're having a hard, I don't know if you know this, but in this moment, we're having a difficult relationship with science.
Oh, tell me about
it. And understanding what science is and what science isn't. For example, science isn't a belief.
Yeah.
Science is a provable thing.
Science is a method.
It's a way
to test your hypothesis.
Exactly. It's not a belief. It's not a story. It's not something that people can have different, you know, people have different opinions about.
But you do see where, like, Gwyneth Paltrow ruins it for people, because then you will now have people who say, like, all, for example, let's just take supplements as an example. All supplements are bad. Actually, there's science that says certain supplements, when used correctly and sourced from, you know, particular methods, mm-hmm, are actually beneficial. Some people need to take those supplements.
Yep.
Like, I know people who need to take vitamin supplements because of a particular condition they have, whether it's a heart condition or otherwise. Mm-hmm. So, like, it just muddies the water in a way that makes people run to these, like, black and white corners. That's, mm-hmm, not helpful. So she is just continuing to give people opportunities to not be more thoughtful, whether that's, you know, for woo-woo, mm-hmm, or the opposite of the woo-woo.
I do want to say, just to close out this segment, because I am a person who is passionate about your skin and protecting it from the sun.
Well, you should be.
As one who has made a lot of mistakes, don't just put your sunscreen on a couple places on your face. Put that stuff everywhere that is exposed.
Yeah.
And here's another thing. Frankly, don't just do it on a sunny day.
Here's the other thing.
Do it on all the days.
Here's the thing that because I'm like, I don't like putting all that sunscreen on, because it's, mm-hmm, just gross and it smells bad. And, mm-hmm, it like destroys the, like I have swimsuits that like the colors are faded because of all the, right? Just wear long clothes too, if you can. Cover up, wear a hat, mm-hmm, wear a swim shirt, mm-hmm, wear, you know.
Hang in the shade.
Just stay in the shade.
I just would like to say, I still get sunburned in the shade.
Yeah. Well, again, you have to be very protective with, yes, your clothing.
Mm-hmm. And the world.
And the world.
And your body.
You can wear sunscreen, but skin. Just put it on everywhere.
When we return on the Colleen and Bradley show, listen to us. Don't listen to Gwyneth.
Yeah, no, we are far more qualified.
When we come back, we've got dumb people doing dumb things. Crazy, stupid idiots coming at you. After this on the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1. Dumb people doing dumb things. We love to tell you about them on the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi. Bye.
And these are your crazy, stupid idiots.
Well, then, I guess one could say that's a crazy, stupid idiot. Yeah! Colleen and Bradley present CSI. It stands for crazy, stupid idiots.
It sure does. Why? Well, because the world is full of crazy, stupid idiots. Dumb people doing dumb things repeatedly, over and over again, oftentimes on YouTube. Oh, wait, no, that was our audience is on YouTube. Hi!
Hi, audience. Hi. On YouTube. But usually we find those crazy, stupid idiots in the state of...
Florida!
Florida! And sometimes other places. Like where?
Iowa. Right to our south.
Hello, friends.
Hi. Sorry, Iowa. I got to tell you about a guy. His name is John Howard Harrington.
Ooh, and that's a fancy name.
Very fancy. Mary. Howard, it's better than Howard Johnson. Mm. I don't know. Anyway, well, so he did something recently that earned him crazy, stupid idiot status. He broke the law. He broke into a garage and stole some stuff. Okay.
That's pretty garden variety.
Yeah,
though.
It's not particularly problematic. I mean, it's problematic, right? But for crazy, stupid idiots, we would expect something a little worse. Now, I can tell you, he allegedly took a $43 bottle of Absolute Vodka. That's the brand.
From the garage?
Yep. No, this was from a convenience store.
Oh, okay.
He also stole some other stuff. But again, pretty garden variety, right? Mm-hmm. It's what he stole in particular, one item, that then he tried to make a break for it with. I know I'm being very cagey, but there's a reason for that.
Okay.
So it was the manner of his departure that earned him crazy, stupid, idiot status.
A skateboard?
No. That's a good guess, though. He also took $112 in cash from the Vets truck wash on North Elk Run.
Oh, he was busy.
Now, at that time, he drove off in a 2005 Dodge Caravan. This time, when he broke into the garage and then he stole that Absolute Vodka, he made a getaway on something else.
A scooter.
Nope.
A riding lawnmower.
Yes!
Yeah, it's my favorite one.
Always the riding lawnmower.
Yes.
Officers obtained a surveillance video showing Mr. Harrington holding the loot from this garage he was stealing from while struggling to keep a John Deere riding lawnmower straight on the road.
Aww.
And this is around 4 a.m. Surveillance video saw him like...
I mean, I feel like that would be a loud ride.
A loud ride and also a pretty slow ride.
Yeah.
But then...
Take it easy.
Then he drove that riding lawnmower... What are you laughing at? What did I miss?
I mean, only if Foghat was playing. Let that be your soundtrack.
What did I miss?
You said it's a slow ride, and I said take it easy.
So that same night, he rode off on the John Deere to the convenience store wherein he stole that $43 bottle of Absolute vodka.
Oh my gosh.
And then rode off on the lawnmower again.
Yeah.
Sad.
Yeah.
They arrested him because, of course, he was on a riding lawnmower.
Yeah, and it wasn't hard to find him, nor was it hard to catch up with him.
Exactly. So there you go. That was in Iowa.
Would you like to go to New York with me?
Yes!
Let's go to New York, and we're going to meet a guy, and his name is Mark Cooper. So here's what happened. On Sunday and Monday of last week, I believe... Okay. At some point of a week, let's say, several cars in the area of Troy, New York, were stolen. Oh. And the cops believed, of course, that it was one person who was stealing all these cars. And they figured that the guy who was stealing all these cars was a guy named Mark Cooper. Because here's what had happened. On Tuesday, he showed up for a court appearance. And he was driving one of those stolen cars. He was answering to a different charge when he showed up to the courthouse on Tuesday. But when he rolled up in one of the cars that was stolen from the Troy area of New York. And he was like, hey, I'm here from a court appearance. And they were like, here's the funny thing about that car, Mr. Cooper.
It's stolen.
That's a stolen car, and also so are all of these other ones.
Womp, womp, so
and
we're
then
on
they were
to
like,
you.
So remember that other charge you were showing up for? You might as well stick around, because we're hitting you with another charge.
I love when cops...
Of grand larceny.
When crazy, stupid idiots think they're smarter than the cops.
Which is the first problem in this case.
Something tells me...
You can't outsmart them.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
What happened to him?
He got charged with grand larceny.
Oh.
Yeah, he doesn't look happy about
it. What he looks like.
It's a bummer. I mean, he doesn't look particularly... Oh. He doesn't look, you know...
It's a nice neck tattoo.
Like he has any emotions. He just sort of looks like, you know, hey, I stole some cars.
And they found me.
I stole some cars and now I'm in jail.
Womp, womp. Where are we going now, trainer?
Let's go to Florida!
Florida! Yay!
And Holly, get your fingers ready.
Ooh,
actually, Britney style, because I want to tell you about this next crazy stupidity who's toxic. Imagine you're invited to a Botox and Bubbles party.
Botox and
Let's
Bubbles!
Do it!
Fun.
Let's stick needles in our face.
With Bubbles!
Well, so have you ever been to a Botox and Bubbles?
I have not been to a Botox and Bubbles. So, usually I get my Botox bubble free.
Yeah, bubble free.
And usually in the morning.
Yeah,
so
I was going to say Bubbles.
Concerned.
Anyway, I want to tell you about Mike Bruno. Mike Bruno is a guy who's like, I know, I'm going to throw these Botox parties because, you know, people just don't want just regular Botox. They want to have they want it to be an event, right?
This is a whole thing.
Some cocktails.
Yes.
So, Clinical Aesthetics hosted this Botox and Bubbles event with Luxus. I don't know what that is. I'm just reading off the flyer. And they've got a picture of Mr. Bruno. And he's like, hey, guys, I would like to give you Botox. And so they had a party. And he would essentially drink some bubbles, pew, pew, shoot some people in the face.
With Botox.
With Botox.
Thank you.
Sorry, I have to be clear. It's crazy, stupid idiots. There's only one problem.
He wasn't a doctor.
Well, yeah, sure. Okay, he was not a doctor. But it was a Bubbles and Botox part. You don't always need to be a doctor to do Botox.
He wasn't even trained, like a trained esthetician?
Well, I don't... It wasn't really even Botox, I don't think.
Oh, dear. Uh-oh, what was it?
He was shooting people in the face with all sorts of stuff that we're not familiar with.
Mm-mm.
And he was doing it while completely inebriated and under the influence of Botox and Bubbles. And by that, I mean
he'd had
champagne
he had
and also Four Loko.
Oh!
Remember Four Loko?
Yes, I thought we were done with Four Loko.
That delicious malt beverage of a questionable nature.
Mm.
I don't even know what a Four Loko is, but it's like some kind of crazy booze.
It's like an energy...
Energy booze?
Drank.
Yeah.
Drank.
Yeah,
energy
it is.
Booze.
It really is. Yeah.
So you can get drunk with some drank?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
It's sort of like, you know, people like to mix their vodka with some Red Bull.
Ooh.
It would be like that, but like premixed.
The guy's, Mr. Bruno's not a doctor. He's not an advanced nurse practitioner. He's not authorized to possess Botox, nor lidocaine, or any of the other drugs
he was shooting.
Yeah, he was lighting to a lot of people.
Yeah.
He was not supposed to have any other drugs or things to stick in people's faces or anywhere else for that matter. According to the sheriff's office, he had received training in Orlando where he obtained certifications in oral surgery and phlebotomy.
I don't feel like that's
not going to do
the same thing. That doesn't do the same thing.
No, yeah. Oral surgery would be your mouth.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And phlebotomy is just taking your blood.
Yeah.
Right.
But so you knew how to stick things.
Yeah. Also, he used certificate license numbers to obtain medical drugs illegally, and he would provide Botox treatment at deeply discounted prices.
It's because it wasn't Botox.
And also, one of the items that police confiscated
was
expired.
Oh, okay.
So
I thought you were going to tell me like what the substances were.
It was poop.
You're lying to me.
Yes, I'm lying to you. It's April Fool's. Anyway, he was arrested. Now, the way they arrested him, it was pretty slick. Like, and I just wish that there was video of this. They had an undercover cop.
Yes.
Like, you know, like...
Bam, bam, bam.
I got lots of lines on my face. Can you fix them during your bubbles and Botox party? And he's like, sure, come on in. And then he was like getting ready to jab the patient in the face. And that's when the police arrived. Pew, pew. And took him down.
Okay.
Arrested him. Busted down the door.
I think it would be really scary to be an undercover cop.
Because, like, what if they forgot to show up?
Right?
And you're like, oh, God.
But also kind of awesome. Right?
Right.
And I'm glad that she didn't, like, actually... I'm glad they came before she actually got some of that stuff in her face.
Yeah. I don't know if it was a he or she.
Okay, sorry. They got some of that stuff in their face.
But, yes. Yeah, because you wouldn't want the police to show up after you got the God knows what.
Right, and you're like, oh my God.
Your lips don't open. You're great. You didn't show up on time.
Thanks for catching the criminal, Officer Smith. Sorry about your face.
I am too.
When we return on the Colleen and Bradley Show, we have a little game to play. We do it every day at 2:45. We call it the Throwback.
Live!
After this on My Talk 107.1.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup Pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.